Welcome to Biz Beat, Peak's newest web series profiling whistler businesses and their employees who go above and beyond. Each week, we will profile another resort employer and one of their staff, who have each agreed to answer the same questionnaire that has been sent to businesses and employees across the community. This week it's the O'Dayne Art Museum, the breathtaking, 56,000-square-foot private museum housing an unparalleled collection of British Columbian art belonging to founders Michael O'Dayne and Yosiko Karasawa. We hear from museum director and chief curator Curtis Collins, before a Q&A tomorrow with engagement and volunteer manager Elise Fever. The following interview has been lightly edited for grammar and clarity. Peak. Describe your business and the products, services it provides, as well as when it launched. The O'Dayne Art Museum was founded upon the generosity of Michael O'Dayne and Yosiko Karasawa, and opened on March 12, 2016. The museum boasts a comprehensive permanent collection of BC art, as well as rotating special exhibitions of national and international consequence. What do you like the most about doing business in Whistler? The best part about operating in Whistler is the opportunity to interact with visitors from BC, across Canada, and around the world. What do you like the least about doing business in Whistler? There is never enough time to enjoy everything Whistler has to offer, both culturally and recreationally. If you were mayor for a day, what single policy would you implement in Whistler to best support local businesses? More affordable rental housing. What's a memorable moment or customer from your time doing business in Whistler? This year, on Family Day, the museum offered free admission for visitors and local whistlerites to enjoy the permanent collection and special exhibition. Throughout the day, I hosted behind-the-scenes tours and gave guests a rare look inside the vault. It was so rewarding to see people of all ages asking questions and enjoying the experience. Nearly 1,200 people came through the museum that day. Learn more at odayneartmuseum.com. Got a business or employee you'd like us to profile? Email reporter Brandon Barrett at bbarrett@peaknewsmagazine.com.